Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. When you were born again, you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Your old life is gone and all things were made new. That means everything in that old life, the sin, the sickness, the poverty and fear, no longer has the right to control you. You are now a child of God filled with His love. And because we live in a world that's influenced by sin and fear, we still have to hold fast to the freedom Jesus won for us. When America was attacked on September 11, 2001, Brother Copeland reminded believers that Jesus freed us from the bondage of fear. And even though we're faced with fearful situations in our world today, it's still an absolute truth that God's love is the force that drives out all fear. Learn how to live in the power of God's love and start enjoying your covenant right to a fearless life today.
We began studying and looking at the Word, things that we can do and should do that will remove fear from our lives. Let's go back to Luke 8, 50 one more time. We'll read what Jesus said there when he spoke to Jairus. He had ministered to the woman with the issue of blood. She gave her testimony, and Jesus ministered to her and said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Go in shalom. Go in wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken." While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." When Jesus heard it, he answered, saying, "Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole." It is of vital importance to realize that if the Word of God teaches us how to come to a place where we are free from fear, totally cast out, not coping with fear, not dealing with fear, but getting rid of it. Now, if the Bible teaches us that, and it does, then in response to this, I want you to notice what Jesus said there. He said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Did you notice in that he did not leave any room for God's Word to fail? None at all. And at the same time, it was Jairus' responsibility to resist fear and to believe. So we began this by saying, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Contaminated faith, faith that's contaminated by fear, is the source of all struggling to receive from God. The things that Jesus bought and paid for on the cross, the things that He has done for us, the things that He has provided for us, all of those things, everything, salvation, healing, deliverance, all the power in the name, all the power in the blood, all the power in the Word, all that He has invested in us in the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all the gifts of the Spirit, all of these things work. There's no failure in them. They don't ever fail to work. There's no such thing as faith that doesn't work. There's faith that isn't put to work. There is faith that is contaminated. See, when Jesus taught on faith in Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25, all of that teaching on faith would have been absolutely useless had he not said in verse 25, and he began that began the statement with the word and. So it's a conjunction that tied what he's about to say, what he already said. Isn't that right? Now he said concerning faith, he said, have faith in God. Then he said, whosoever, well, that qualifies for anybody that'll operate in it according to the way he has prescribed it. Amen. Whosoever means whosoever, God, shall say to the mountain. And then in the 24th verse, he said, therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. Now, doesn't that sound like what he said to Jairus? She shall be made whole. But then the very next statement was, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Amen. All that is just the same. That's just as much teaching, is it, in using faith as speak to the mountain. Amen. So, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. So the first step that we talked about here in coming to the place where fear is gone, where it is not there, we don't cope with it, we get rid of it. Amen. Now then, step one was to come to the absolute understanding that we are already delivered from fear. Hebrews 2:14-15, 2 Timothy 1:10, which says Jesus abolished death. Luke 1:74. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. Perfected love casteth out or flushes out fear. And that verse goes ahead to say, fear hath torment. Because fear hath torment. God, who is love, absolutely wants you to be free from all torment and enter into His rest at all times and all situations and in all things. Praise the Lord. And walk in faith and walk in love and walk in a constant state in this old fear-filled world, in a stable place, hidden in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible said our life is hidden in Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now then, the second one was to resist the spirit of fear. In 2 Timothy 1:5-7 said, stir up the gift that is in thee, the gift of God, the gift of love, the gift that love gave you. And then he goes ahead and said, we have not been given the spirit of fear. Now, that we quote that verse a lot by itself. I don't intend to ever quote that verse by itself anymore. It said, stir up the gift that God gave you, that love gave you. And then love has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Praise God. Now the word says, you notice it didn't say try to get God to stir you up. No, it said stir yourself up. How do you stir yourself up? Well, you put yourself in the Word of God. You get yourself by your spiritual ear and you say, now come on here. Now you've been messing around, fooling around here, and you ain't got any business thinking like that. You ain't got any business talking like that. And you hadn't got any business acting like that. Now you stir up the things of God on the inside of you. Stir up the things that love put in there. Praise God. The anointing is in there now. Amen. Stir that anointing up. Stir up the love and the compassion that God has invested in you and baptized you in His Spirit. Now, we're going to get into that in just a few moments. Now then, resist the spirit of fear, knowing that fear is not okay. Fear is sin. To tolerate it is sin. Jesus bore all our fear And we resist whatever he bore for us on the cross. Let's read this from Galatians 5. Galatians 5, let's read down into that from the first verse. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. All right. There you are, right there. You remember what we read in Hebrews 2, 14 and 15? That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We've been delivered from the fear of death, and the fear of death is the source of all bondage. It is the connector to all bondage. If there's no fear, Satan has no way he can connect with you and bring bondage on you. For in Jesus, the anointed one, verse 6, neither circumcision anything but faith, which worketh by love. Faith worketh by love. You notice it said faith worketh? It didn't say now faith works sometimes and sometimes it doesn't. No, by love it always works. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith worketh by love. Faith is, quote, filtered, end quote, by love. Now let's go back to what we originally said. Jesus said, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. You shall receive the results. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, you shall receive them. Then what's the very next thing? And when you stand, pray. I mean, that's right now. You can do that in a moment's time. It don't take no 3 or 4 weeks to forgive somebody. It may take 3 or 4 weeks for you to feel like they're forgiven, but that didn't have anything to do with it. This is an act of obedience. It is an act of faith. It is an act of your will, and you can love by will. You don't wait till you feel like loving until you feel like it, and they did something nice for you, and now you can love. Yeah, that's hogwash, and you know it. Amen. So what we're talking about here, Jesus said, when you stand praying, forgive. It's an act of your will. It's an act of obedience. I love you by covenant. Not by feeling. Feelings will have to get in line. And when you walk in this, they will come in line. Praise the Lord. The compassion of God will be the result. But in the first stage is an act of obedience. Jesus said, forgive even as God has for Christ's sake, forgiven us. Even as. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now let's make this statement. Write this down. Faith worketh by love. Love always brings things into proper order. Unforgiveness, which is a very sweet way of saying hate released. Well, I'm going to have to get into that for a second or two here. You need to understand that. We have put certain degrees of unforgiveness or bad conduct or fussing and fighting. We have put certain degrees on it that eventually comes to the most highly developed place and call that hate. That didn't rhyme. Anything that's not love is hate. There are no degrees of it. Now, we've put degrees on it and said, well, I don't hate him. I mean, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I really do despise him, but I don't hate him. I mean, I don't hate him, you know. And I hope he breaks his leg in the morning, but I don't hate the guy, you know. Because hate means, in most people's mind, if I came to the point where I hate him, I'd kill him. The scripture says, if you don't love him, you've killed him already. Read it for yourself in 1 John. And you can cry about it all you want to. It ain't going to change what the Spirit of God said in his word. Because, see, we've been born again. The love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Any departure from that is sin, and it comes over in that category of hate. We're talking about hate. Hate is Satan. Love is God. When you depart from love, when you react or respond any other way, you react or respond over in hate. You may not be over in there very far, but you're in there. And any of it at all will disorder your being. It'll disorder the functioning of the cells of your body. Fear is the result. Are you listening to me? Fear, listen, fear will change the color of your hair. Fear will kill you. Jesus said there's coming a time when men will die. Their hearts will fail them for fear of what's coming on the earth. Do you know we're in that time right now? Men's hearts are failing them day in and day out, and it's not all diet. The wrong kind of diet and the wrong kind of food just sets you up for it. But I'll tell you, fear will disorder your physical body. It'll mess up your blood. People that know how to read it can take a sample of your blood and look at it under a microscope. They can take it when you're in hate and take it when you're operating in love and tell the difference in your blood. Love brings things into order. Compassion changes things. Hallelujah. Divine intervention. Compassion does that. The Bible says Jesus was moved by compassion and he healed their sick. Now you can love on purpose. You can forgive on purpose. You can forgive and love as an act of faith. But you continue to do that and the two things that will happen. One, you'll come to a place where compassion will rise and rise and rise and rise and rise until it manifests. Amen. Amen. You can love by faith and love on purpose the most unlovely of people and just begin by praying for them and holding faith and love thoughts around them and begin to see Jesus love them. He does love them, you know. It don't make a difference how you feel about them. He loves them. And you love based on nothing they can do or say. You cleanse yourself of all that and you love on purpose and you begin to practice that. It may take you days depending on the situation. It may take you even longer than that, but you just keep doing it. And all the time you are forgiving, you are being forgiven. See, this is fourth dimensional stuff. You can't resist forgiving on a lateral horizontal operation like this. You can't resist forgiving without resisting forgiveness. Because this is in the spirit. These are spiritual things. It's not, Jesus wasn't talking about the Father won't or can't, Jesus said, you don't forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Why? Not because he doesn't love you, not because he doesn't want to. You're not forgiving, he can't get through to you with it. Because if you're resisting forgiving, you're resisting forgiveness. The moment you begin to forgive as an act of love, you begin to put the love of God into force. You begin to use God's love in this thing, and you begin to forgive, and all of that, you start doing that, then forgiveness begins to flow through you because that is God. Now what's happening? It begins to reorder you, spirit, soul, and body. It'll begin to reorder your finances. You just now licensed the angels of God to do what they've been told to do all the time. So now they're out there working. And as long as you stay in that and you keep forgiving, you see that person on the street and your old flesh rises up and you want to fuss and get on the other side of the sidewalk, don't do that. Don't do that. Rebuke that. Those are symptoms of unforgiveness. Don't yield to that. Just say, no, glory to God. Amen. God in me is forgiving them. I forgive them. I refuse to hold anything against anybody. I am not a condemner. I am a forgiver. Jude, verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, what is that talking about? That's talking about praying in other tongues, isn't it? Exercising your prayer life. Now, you begin to realize why the devil fought this like he does and has over times past. He has fought it with everything he could think of to fight it with to keep the body of Christ from having this restored into our arsenal. Amen. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. This is the most holy, uncontaminated form of faith that there is to yield to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, and begin to pray for others in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, because you can't mentally mess with it. It's the most holy form of unfeigned faith there is. You can't mentally mess around with it if you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Doing what? Keeping yourself in the love of God. You're praying for someone. Keep yourself in love while you're praying for them. Now, you're moving over in the area of compassion. And it's being released by the Spirit of God Himself. He is the Spirit of love. Okay, now 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God. Now remember, in the chapter before this, he has established the fact that God is love. Say it. God is love. We need to renew our minds to that. Love is God, and God is love. So let's read it like this. We know whosoever is born of love sinneth not. If everything you do and everything you think is based on the commandment of love, even when you do make mistakes, the Spirit of God is there and takes over and pulls you right back on that love line, because love covers the multitude of sins.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You stay on that love line, and I want you to know, praise God, sin can't break through that's around you, that Holy Ghost area that you're living in, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, but get this. We know whosoever's born of love sinneth not, but he that is begotten of love keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. How do you keep yourself? Praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Can you see the action of it now? You forgive by faith. You walk in love. You're determined to operate the love of God by faith. You're walking in that. Love is now ordering things in your body, ordering things in your spirit, bringing things to order in your mind, taking the torment out of your spirit, soul, and body, because fear hath torment. And perfected love flushes out fear. The fear is gone. It's flushed out of there. You're keeping yourself in the love of God by not allowing your mind to make the decisions of how you pray in this. The Word, the Holy Ghost, is making the prayer decisions here. And we're praying in the Spirit, believing in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. There's no way the devil get in there. No way he can get in there. Amen.
The 2025 calendar is here, a gift from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Experience your year come alive with this daily companion of God's goodness. Each month showcases the beauty of God's creation alongside powerful scriptures, keyword definitions, and encouraging insights that illuminate your path to the good life He has given through His Son, Jesus Christ. Join believers worldwide in our daily Bible reading plan. Together, we'll grow in understanding of God's Word like never before, united in faith and purpose. Stay connected with your KCM family. Mark your calendar for powerful events throughout 2025, whether you join us in person or experience the anointing online. Track holidays and national observances, making each day an opportunity to celebrate His faithfulness. Let every moment be filled with purpose and promise. As 2025 comes alive, let it be your year of spiritual growth, surrounded by the beauty of His creation and the power of His Word. Be sure to request your free 2025 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Use this calendar to plan your faith goals, read through the Bible in 1 year, and find a list of KCM events coming soon. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The love of God is the force that casts out all fear. God is against fear because fear brings torment. As a loving father, God does not want you, His child, to live in torment in any area of your life. He sent Jesus to free you from the curse that's in this world, and He gave you covenant promises in His Word so you could receive heaven's blessing in your life right now. Build your trust in God's everlasting love and get to know the heart of your Heavenly Father by spending time with Him through reading His Word and going to Him in prayer. You'll become fully persuaded of His love for you, which builds your faith to receive His goodness. And that will remove all fear from your life. Amen. Another great way to spend time with our Heavenly Father is to come to a faith-filled meeting that invites His presence to flow among us. So I want to invite you to join Kenneth Copeland at Eagle Mountain International Church on December 31st for our New Year's Eve service. Get immersed in an atmosphere that's filled with God's love. You'll hear a faith-inspired message from Brother Copeland to get you ready for the new year. This event is free, and for more information, please visit our website at kcm.org. We look forward to celebrating the new year with you. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.